This morning, Be'ez Hashem will discuss shailas which are very negeya, probably every Shabbos. And that is on two sides of the coin. Number one, when you have a bit of psalus in a food, whether it's in a drink, whether it's in a food, it's in a salad. In a taruvas you have some psalus which you can remove. It's small enough that you can remove it. And the question is, are you allowed to remove it, and how are you allowed to remove it? That's question number one. This heter of taking it out with some good, with some food. We'll discuss that. And number two, taking out, let's say, only some of the oichel from a taruvas. Which we know of till now, that you're allowed to take out oichel from the psalus if it's for immediate use and if you're not using a keli. But are there any cases where you're allowed to take oichel from psalus even not for immediate use or even with a keli? We had a case which we discussed last week, which is from Sif Yud, Yayin, that has this kismandakin, or the orange juice that has little pieces in it, which people would drink anyhow. So that you're even allowed to, la'alochi, you're allowed to pour the eichel through a strainer, holding back the kismandakin, which right now you don't want, but since it's not considered pseiles, that's mutter. That was one case. But there could be a lot of other cases. A lot of other cases as well. Let's say you have soup with vegetables, and you want to take out some of the soup. You want to pour out the soup to have for later, or you want to pour soup, or you want to use the lid to hold the vegetables back from the soup as you're pouring the soup out. Is that going to be mutter? So those are the two questions that we have, which come up often on Shabbos. And we'll see here exactly the das of the Acharonim here. You think two batteries are enough?
So? Huh? Two batteries?
You have to ask the webmaster. Yeah, that's what I do. I push record. Yeah. So the first shaila is the fly in the soup, okay, or a little dust or a hair falls off and it's in your soup, okay. Can you remove the hair? Can you remove the fly? So certainly. Well, let's start from the beginning. We already mentioned the Berhetiv at the beginning of the Sif brings a Machloikis Achreinim. A Machloikis between the Maritats and the Mari Abulafia. And they were of the opinion that you don't have on the sheet. This is something we had discussed earlier. That you have, it was in the Berhetivs of cotton bays. When you have a small, solid item in a liquid, is that considered Mu'uruv or not? Sometimes it could even be a large solid item. You know, one egg in a liquid, in a pot of water. Or we mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago about a tea bag. One tea bag in your teacup is not considered mu'uruv. But when you have a smaller item, that's a shiloh. If you have a small item in a cup, let's say a piece of hair in a soup, or a fly in the cup of tea, is that considered mu'uruv? And the Maritats said it's mutter because ain breira balach. In other words, if you have a solid in a liquid, that's not breira. He would view it that it's clearly identifiable where that psalus is. It's not considered mu'uriv, and therefore you could remove it. The Maria Bolavia said, no, it is ptaruv, so you wouldn't be able to take it out. The Taz sides. You mean if you would put it through a strainer? Yeah, if you put it through a strainer, then you're doing a malacha mishamer. We assume, yeah. What he says is you're allowed to take out no boira. Why? Because no taruvas. Now, you're saying once you use a strainer, I think he agrees there is a psalus here, but there's no taruvas. Yeah, so mishamer you would have even so. Yeah, that's a good point. His lashon was begames atzira yishalach. Some of you appreciate that. Give you back for your joke that I didn't get. Begames atzira yishalach to leishayach breira lemashet sarach lefashvesh velivrer. Abul davar shatzaf lamala kvar baruhu v'havle kimashkel beinasa mechelba. His example is you take the hair out of milk. It's clear. It's over there. It's one piece of hair. It's black or white. Maybe milk wouldn't be such a good example then. And you remove it because it's not considered taruvus. No taruvus. There's no iser b'ira. That's the meritas. The meribalafi hell no. That is also considered taruvus, and therefore you wouldn't be able to remove it. So the Taz, who agrees with Mari Babalafia that it would be considered a taruvus, you would not be able to remove it by itself, comes up with another Eitzah. What's his Eitzah? Says the Taz, you remove the fly together with some mashke, together with some of the soup, together with some of the tea. That's what you could do. So says the Taz. Huh? How much lach? So the Taz doesn't specify. That's a good point. The Taz doesn't specify how much lach. Okay, but let's see the first of all the Chazonish. Oh, why is that better? Good. Hazay Frank the Chazonish. That's the Chazonish kasha. So the Chazonish here is on the paper. The last one, the new paper. Yeah. I think the scan didn't come out so great. I apologize. So the first paragraph in Siman Nun Gimel in the Chazanish. He quotes this Taz Siman Shin Yotesiv Kon Yigimel Kozel Chishanay Del Zvuv. When you take out a fly, Yidavar Acher, because Lo Yotzi and Levadon, don't take out the fly by itself. Alehikach Tzas Ben Amashki Moim. You have to take some of the mashke with it. Uba Berheitiv Shem Siv Kon Aleph. We already had the Berheitiv in the beginning of the Sif. Kosa b'shei maritatz, this is come based. Kosa b'shei maritatz, shemuta lahasir atzir menakoyz, davish atzof, something that's just floating, kvar borer v'oimedu, it's already selected, separated, standing by itself, and therefore it's muta. V'chei muta l'mishkol b'nasa mechalbi, you can take out a piece of here also, from a liquid. V'kosa b'mishnebrura, d'chein hiskim b'beis meir, avo yesh l'ach merkataz, even though the beis meir also sides that it's not a taruvus like the maritatz, you should be machmel like the taz and take out some of the liquid with it. V'hine, hod dehiter ataz b'lekach tzatz min hamashke ima tzorich iyun. That itself is questionable. Why would it be mutter? Ulechayra b'chol boyre pseilas mitecha eichel. Every time you take out some of the pseilas with eichel, afim yikach tzatz min ha'eichel im ha'pseilas, even though you're taking out some of the eichel with the pseilas, it's aser kol shadayte ala eichel anisher, if your kavane is that the eichel that's left over should remain shehei barur, that it should be totally clean from pseilas. Ela she'enei chosh l'dakteik sh'layala ma'at min ha'eichel im ha'pseilas. A person is not always particular to take exactly only the pseilas. For example, a person doesn't like olives in his salad. Okay, everybody has a kid who doesn't like tomatoes in the salad. So you want to remove the tomato. So if a person, you remove a tomato, that happens to be there's a piece of lettuce stuck to the tomato. Or you remove an olive and it happens to be there's some carrots, shredded carrots stuck to the olive. Do you make sure, no, I'm going to only take off the olive, only take the pseilas? Says the Chazanish, go look at the way people do Beira. People are not exact to take out only the pseilas and no removal of Eichel. Therefore he says, so the Maisa of Beira is, even if you're taking some of the Eichel with, that is considered a Maisa Beira, and that's Aser. If so, just the fact that you're taking some of the liquid together with the fly, why should that be mutter? That's the Chazanish's kash on the Taz. Based on this understanding of the Chazanish, that people when they remove Pseilas Meichel are not medactic exactly, they're not exact only to take the Pseilas, because sometimes even some Meichel comes with him. Elashene chosh ledactic sho yalayala ma'at min Eichel ma'ap Pseilas. So we continue, v'hachinami, here too by the fly. Harei pu'ulosei mechicha alav, his action that he's doing, shows she'en kavanosei l'chalak ha'mashke l'beis kelim. He doesn't, what he's doing is not like this. For example, if you have, let's say, a plate of corn. Okay, you have a plate and there's a portion of corn on the plate. And you see that on one side of it, there's a fly, a dead fly on the corn. So, if I take my knife and cut the pile in half, and now I have two piles of corn. Says the Chazon Ish, that's not Beira. You're just cutting a pile and that's not Beira. According to the Chazon Ish, it's not Beira. Why? No, I don't think it will be a bar minechad. Even though it's a minechad, which maybe you don't want part of it, right?
What does he mean the task that you can't be borrowed?
No, let's say that's talking about you have pieces of fish on a platter, and some of the pieces are bigger than others, or some of them are more well done than others, and that you want to select the ones you don't want. Yeah. Now we had this little machlokes. If you have, right? Otherwise, with the coffee jar, right? Take. Okay. We'll see. Maybe from the tshuva of Moshe also, maybe it's the same how he learned this. So the Chazon Ish, you can split something in half, and you want to split a taruvus in half of oichel and pseilus, that's mutter. That's going to be mutter. But here, what you're doing is not that. Okay, he says, if you wanted to pour out this cup of juice that has a fly in it and pour half of it into another cup, that would be mutter. Now I have two cups of juice. Now, happens if one of them has a fly in it, so I won't drink that cup of juice. I'll drink only this one. But that's certainly your latitude. That's not a ma'aseh berurah. Everyone agrees a ma'aseh berurah is when you remove pseilus. But the Chazon Ish is saying, well, when anyone removes pseilus, he's not exact to only take the pseilus. Sometimes he'll take some of the eichel with it. And therefore, if you're removing pseilus here, albeit there is some eichel to going with it, that's not going to all of a sudden kasher your act and be matter what you're doing over here removing pseilus.
Let's take more than usual.
Huh?
Let's take more than usual.
So, that's a good deal. Look, even according to the Chazon Ish, there is some gedder, and that means if you would take a disproportionate amount of eichel that normally than you would usually do, that he agrees, that would be mutter. Why? I mean, at some point you're going to get to the point where it's not called splitting anymore, but it's considered removal of pseiles with some eichel which you usually take out with it. Yeah. So that you have to know exactly where the cutoff point is. It'll be difficult to make that gather. But you're right. According to the Chazon Ish, just like you're allowed to split pour a cup of juice into two cups, so too you'd be allowed to take a large amount of eichel together with the fly and remove it. No, oh, that's only for eichel. The three heterim is eichel mitay pseilus. What I'm going to eat now, and eat it for now, and do it. Right. So eichel is one sheet of that hell if you can eat it right away, but we passing it's not. That's also. So he says here, eladaiti lenakis esakais min azvuv. Here, your das is that you're going to, we want to remove the fly from the cup. Who cares that you're taking a little bit of the oichel with it? Who are you fooling? He says, really, what you want to do is you want to accomplish, take the fly out. Right? In other words, you want to have your drink free of any substances, fly free. So the fact that you're taking a little of the eichel, that makes it that you're not making your drink fly free. You're still cleaning your eichel, you're still being masaking your eichel, and that's what the isra is. So the Chazon Ish now says, you know what the pshat and the taz is? Really, you go back to this Machlokes Achrayim. The Maritatz is really right, that is not really Taruvus over here. The Kol Shatzav V'ayim V'vnei Atzme Ein B'Klal Beirah. V'ayim Beirah L'Bedov Amuriv. Really, it's only better when you have actually things mixed. But here you're talking about a liquid, a solid and a liquid. Therefore, there's no beirah. It's only bedover hamuriv aidei habereira mischad shatzurasei lebrura v'nekia. For example, like in a salad. You have a salad that, let's say, a pit from the lemon. They were squeezing lemons into the salad, right? Where does it end? No. Chazanish says, about it, you're allowed to take a mixture of something and split it in half. You have a plate of peas and carrots, right? Yeah? And you want to cut it in half because you only want a portion of it that you're allowed to do. That's not the removal of pselas from Eichel.
The reason I can take the fly with the soup is because I'm really taking the whole tarumas, taking it from this plate, I'm putting it into this plate.
Yes, because according to the Chazon Ish, there is no, the only point of taruvis over there is the fly and immediately around it.
So my question is, how much is considered immediately around it? I mean, if I pull the fly out, it's still wet, so I still have the taruvis. And everything else left behind is not part of the taruvis. I can do it. I can take a fly, according to Chazon Ish. I can take a fly by the wing and pull it out.
No, because some of it that was in between the wings and in between the legs didn't come with.
So I have to draw a little circle around the
food. That's right, and that's why a spoonful. So he says that's what the Taz means. A spoonful already means you got the whole taruvas out.
I'm splitting hairs. So you'll have to. If I draw the circle right around the contour, right around the body of the fly.
Of the fly, yeah.
And I pull out the fly with that contour.
Yeah, if you could freeze all of the liquid just that it's touching the fly and around it, that would be mutter to take.
The fly's going to be wet all the time. So, I mean, we're trying to define what exactly is a taruvus. And we're saying that it's not exactly around the fly itself, it has to be a certain amount of space around the fly.
Around the fly, like he says, it's mixed in it. This is the last line, the last two lines in the first bag. Again, he's going with the thought that the fly is not ma'uruv with the rest of the drink. Going with the maritats, the fly is not ma'uruv with the rest of the drink. It's only ma'uruv with the liquid around it. So you fish out the whole spoonful, you essentially remove the whole taruv. It's no problem. He says, k'tzatz mashkiim. That's all you need. K'tzatz mashkiim. Yeah. So that is only going to be mutter by a solid and a liquid, like his case, the fly in the soup, that will be mutter because he says essentially it's not really ma'uruv in the first place.
But when you have to come back to this, the kavanah of the chalak hamashka the biskin, there's some point where you can come onto the your kavanah to mechalak the whole thing into two kalim.
That's even when there is a taruvus.
Right. So why don't we say that by the salad?
Let's go back to the case of the salad. You have a pit in the salad, right?
Right.
So now, if you wanted to do, let's say you'll decide it's in a big bowl, you want to put it in two separate bowls, right? Good. So you'll add it, let's say, you take a spoon and take out half the salad, put it into one bowl, right? Now you could look around and say, okay, who won the prize?
Right.
If the pit is in bowl A, you can now take bowl B, and that will be mutter. Yeah, that would be mutter. Yeah. But again, the idea of the Chazon Ish, why he didn't allow this in the first place, or why he wouldn't allow it to take, let's say, the pit together with some lettuce, a spoonful of salad with pit, is because people are not medactic normally. When you take out the item you don't want, sometimes some food goes with it. That's not a problem. That is still what we'll call the tsuris maisa beira. That's considered still, that's the maisa beira. Happens to be you have some food with it, therefore it's not a new heter. Just remove with some, like the old Jewish loophole about everything. You know, you just eat it with some bread, you do it with your elbow, and you're okay. Yeah. This Chazon Ish says there's no such thing. There's no such thing that you can just have some food together with the silas. That is the chazanish. Now, the Mishneh Berurah clearly disagrees with this. And you will see the Mishneh Berurah clearly understood the Taz different than the Chazanish. Well, the Chazanish is saying the Pshat and the Taz is that really it's only by a zvuv, by a fly, where it's not really Mu'uriv, it's only Mu'uriv on the top at the point of contact. That's where it's Mu'uriv, but the rest of the liquid is not Mu'uriv, and therefore wouldn't apply to a solid. Mishneh Berurah clearly holds not like that. Why? Because we look at the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkon Samach Aleph. This is in Sif Tezayin. What page is it on over here? Second page? So it's in Sif Tezayin in the Shulchan Aruch Sifkon Samach Aleph. Says the Mishneh Berurah, the Alkain. Huh? Sukkot Samachalov. The Alkane. Kishanefel Zvuv. Oy Davar Acher. If a fly or something else will fall. Bemeichel. Ovimashke. Either in a food item or in a drink. Lo Yosra Zvuv. Don't remove the Zvuv. Bain Biad Bain Bikli. No matter how you're going to take it out, it will be Boyre. Dava Boyre Psel Meichel. Ela Yikach Tzas Gam Me Hameichel. Oy Hamashke Imoy. The Yisrael. So clearly the Mishneh Berurah says that this would apply, the Seter of the Taz would apply whether it's a liquid or whether it is a solid. So in other words, not only extends it, I think he's learning fundamentally different than the Chazanish. The Chazanish held that the reason why there's no Pseilas but a fly is because it's not really Mu'uriv. It's only Mu'uriv at the point of contact. So what I'm taking out is I'm essentially removing the entire Taruvus. And that's why it's Mutter. And then Mishneh Berurah would hold, even if you have a lemon pit that fell into your salad, as long as you remove it together with some Eichel, you're home free, you're okay. That means he held the whole thing was Mu'uriv. No, there's a Taruvus over here. He has a case in Hilchus Yom Tov also, where you have matzah meal and you have a big piece of clump with it in the, together with the matzah meal. So he says you just remove some that clump of matzah together with some matzah meal. It means you can remove the psalis together with some eichel. He doesn't say it's not taruvis. There's a taruvis over here. But when you have a taruvis, if you want to take some of it off, some of the eichel with it, it's mutter.
That's the yisod itself.
No, so why is that? What's the aside? So, I think the way that's understood, this heter of the Mishneh Berurah, how he understands the Taz, is that Boyer is only when you're removing Pseiles from Eichel. If you're involved and engaged in removing both Pseiles and Eichel, that's not the Tzuras Maisa Boyer. That doesn't resemble Beira. That's not Beira. Beira is removing Pseiles, that I have Pseiles separated from Eichel. If I take the Pseiles and the Eichel together, albeit it's only a little bit Eichel, we'll see how much it has to be, even though it's only a little bit Eichel, but the removal of Pseiles with Eichel doesn't resemble the Malacha of Beira. Beira is that I have Pseiles on one end and Eichel on the other end. Here, if I remove Pseiles and Eichel together, that doesn't resemble the Malacha of Beir. Satisfied with that understanding?
Chazanish makes sense.
Chazanish makes sense.
Is that, we normally understand Beir to be what are you saying, we're refining
the sack and what you are left.
Refine the product, even if you take out some of the Ochel and Solus from Ochel, is refining. That's what it is. That's what the process of refining is going to as you put it out. So that's a serious problem. I'm saying that now if you're going to redefine that, you're going to focus that say, which you can do, the Boer is focused not on the Totsah that you're refining, but on the Maisa. The Maisa has to involve a clean separation between Soyuz and Totsah.
Because you're talking about a piece of meat and there's fat on the meat. You cut the meat 2 inches away from the fat.
So
there's a problem with that because it's taking away the other controls from the oven that didn't make the refinement because others call that burger too.
If you say it's the fattest attached, eating a regular piece of meat on the
side. Now, this is meat, there's fat on the end. So you're dying 2 inches away from the fat and you cut the meat in half. One half of the meat has the fat and the other one has Does that mean to say that's Barav? Because you find it?
But the Chazon Ish also would have to.
No. In that case, he's saying you cut the piece of meat in half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he says you're allowed to do that.
So why do you have trouble with that case?
Why don't I have trouble
with that? Why do you have trouble with the case of the matzah? As far as the Mishnah Berurah is concerned, if the entire area surrounding the clump is completely removed, it's no different than cutting a piece of meat in half.
No, but he holds that there is a
I don't think that.
I'm saying the Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah, but I don't think that.
You have a problem with the Mishnah Berurah because.
The way Rav Buchholz thinks is that the whole issue of Boreh is only if I take out cleanly the beef. He says something to do with whether I'm attacking the food or not. That's where I have a problem. You can ask the question as to what's the difference in one case or another. It's going to vary sort of.
What if you're saying that the whole problem is when you're sacking the food,
right?
Then why is he cutting the meat in half also being decided?
No, because that's not a mice of tikkun eichel. That's a mice of cutting a meat in half. Everyone, you're allowed to cut your food in half. You know, I don't want to eat so much.
The Havana wasn't about to eat the whole piece. I sacrificed a piece of meat.
I sacrificed a piece of meat
to get off the pshalas. My Havana was tikkun.
Right, you come out of a tikkun, but still, there is a point where it doesn't resemble the malach anymore. If it doesn't resemble the malacha, that's certainly going to be mutter. So cutting in half certainly doesn't resemble malacha. L'kuli amma. Mishabur is saying it doesn't resemble the malacha even because the fact that you're pulling out some of the eichel together with the pesalus also doesn't resemble the malacha. That's what he's saying.
Mishabur starts to sound like Yerushalmi, who says that we look when you finally you have completely separated the taruf. You know, you're saying and you take out the rocks all day because until you've made it completely rock free. So it seems to me that the machlokes here between the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah is what you look at. You look at the entire thing you had in front of you, and now I had something before the entire thing was taruvos. Now I have something that's right to eat that's not taruvos anymore. Hagam, there's still taruvos over there, but the Mishnah Berurah says no. Since there's still taruvos, you haven't gotten rid of taruvos here. All you've done is move the taruvos.
No, but it doesn't work always. Because in this case, there's only one item of psalus. There's only one lemon pit in my salad. And I removed that. All the psalus that I had, I removed.
But
so according to Yerushalmi,
that's the Ma'urav with right.
No, but again, I don't think that the Hatan Mishmur is not because I removed the whole taruvos. It's because I took out psalus together with Eichel. That's the new Hatan. What's the Hatan? So we're saying the Mishmur would hold that the Tzuras Malacha of Beir is removing only a Psalus. You're involved only in the Psalus. Once you already have some Eichel with it, that doesn't resemble the Malacha of Beir anymore.
Because you still have Taruvus. You haven't made Eich Taruvus.
No, I have made Eich Taruvus. What do you mean?
That's why it's the more with the
Wait a second. And according to you, if I have a piece of meat with fat on it, right?
I should just hang up with the meat than the fat. It's getting cold already, yeah?
I cut along, I take a little bit of the meat with the fat, which Mr. Berurah holds the right.
Right.
But then when I get to the end, I cut straight with the fat. So now I'm taking a little bit of ogle with the psoles. So I haven't only removed psoles, I've removed psoles and ogle, then it should be all right.
That's all right, according to Mr. Berurah, yeah.
It's already going to Shabbos.
And let me quote you. Let me quote you a Mishnah Berurah here. Yeah.
It's better to take the fat off the Shabbos altogether.
Right? Right.
As I'm saying, here you have to take it out of Shas Achila. Because the Mishnah Berurah, he's saying here,
that's a different story.
He said the Mishnah Na'al La'alter, right? He says you could do this even for not La'alter. This you could do, the removal of the good and the bad from the good. Is even
not allowed, right. Because it's not bare riddle. Right. Once you're removing some of the psalus, it's not bare riddle. That's right. Yeah. And you have the case of, let's say, the shuman on top of the cholov, the smetana on top of the cholov, in Sifkon Samach Beis, Mishmura says, what you could do is you took tzas min hacholov im ha-shuman hazeh. That's mutter.
It doesn't mean you have to take the entire area surrounding the cholov.
No, over there, because over there, it's one on top of the other. You take the shuman you want to remove. You take the shuman with a little bit of the...
Well, most people understand it is that you're taking a layer of shuman together with the layer of cholov together with the shuman.
Good, so you think tzas min hacholov, that's what you're doing over here also.
According to you, I don't have to do that. I can take one drop
So Shaila is how much? Why is there a Shaila how much? And this is why you'll see we're really splitting here between what the Chazanish's Harbe is and the Mishnebura's Ktsas is. Because the Ktsas HaShulchan of Rav Chaim Noah has a very good point. Even this heter of removing the Psalas with the little Eichel, which was saying that's when the Mishnebura understood the Taz and that's when the Mishnebura is Matir, there has to be a defining amount of Eichel. Why? Because there's a case which we mentioned, it's the end of Shin Chof Aleph, you're allowed to peel fruits on Shabbos if you're doing it for immediate use. Yeah? So he says, what do you mean? Let's say you're peeling a cucumber. Yeah? When you peel a cucumber, you don't get exactly the peel. There is some cucumber on the peel also. There is some Eichel with the Psylus. So what's the problem? Once I take Eichel with Psylus, that should be Mutter. Why is that mutter? Or the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Dalin and Bi'ar Halacha says when you have this whole discussion over there of moving the bones from the fish, says one of those eitzes that he gives is remove some of the bone and then lick off whatever was juice or marrow left on the bone. What's the problem if there's actually bone marrow or food on the bone? So it's the Pseilas Ureichel, just throw it out, it shouldn't be a problem. Zaktiktsaisavsholantaritz is that, of course, if you're talking about a minuscule amount of food, if you're talking about such a small amount of food, that's buttle to the psalus. That's clear. The little amount of food on the peel is buttle to the. What's the shear? The shear is right now, till 10:30. But what the shear is hard to know. Because to take a very small amount, right? So it could be it would depend on how much psalus there is. Maybe that's what it depend on. If there's a lot of psalus, and you're just taking out a little of the eichel, that you say maybe it's bottle. Your case of the meat. So you cut off most of the fat and you just do a little turn into the fat and into the meat also take off. You would say no, that's maybe bottle to the fat.
Altogether, the meat is the surest mice of Bora during the week, and you cut the fat away, and you wouldn't be like the hotness in the salad. You put some of the offal together with the psalus, but during the week you'll take your knife and you cut off the fat, and that's the surest mice of Bora. So this add up.
Why have to eat the fat in one meal? That's a good question.
Yeah, but because it's psalus. It's psalus gummer to you.
I'll
switch heter. He's saying it's one min because it's part of it. We had even
fatter one object, basically. In fact, the most expensive meat.
Yeah, but you had, let's say, the case of the lettuce. You had a head of lettuce, which some of them were moldy. Right. So if it's roy lachil b'shas atchak, that mishmur says only Mr. Rabban will be asked to remove those that psalus. But if it's really if nobody eats it, that becomes psalus gummer. Even if it's 1 min, it becomes psalus gummer. So let's say you have a case that they give. You have a sticker. I don't know if it's on here in Bone Eretz Yisrael. They have. You have a sticker on the challah. Right. So since it's stuck on, the Paisim say that's considered muruv.
Stick on the fruit.
If it just comes off so easily, that wouldn't be tarubis. Yeah. But if it's a sticker on the challah, actually some of the challah comes off. So to remove just the sticker. And just a small amount of challah comes with saying that's buttle to the sticker, that wouldn't be mutter according to anybody. To remove just a little part of the challah with it, in order to sort of be matter this, to get the sticker off, that would be mutter according to the Mishnah Berurah, not according to the Chazanish. But according to the Chazanish, to take off a nice chunk or to cut the challah at that point would certainly be mutter even according to the Chazanish. So that.
The sticker on the foot is mutter.
What?
You saw somebody that says the sticker on the fruit is
mutter? Oh, stick on the fruit that comes off so easily? Yeah, yeah.
It's like peel.
Yeah. No, if it was like a peel, then it's only mutter created by a little alter.
Like you get a sticker on a pear, it pulls the peel.
Yeah. I'm saying, you know, those who buy mutter, Rav Shlomo Zalman also makes that chiluk by a candy wrapper if it's actually stuck on there or just
stuck on a pear.
So if on an apple that it would come off so easily, that would not be considered a mu'uruv. But if it's like a carrot on the fish, But if it's so much stuck to it, that already has a din of taruvus, and then you'd have to be magdir it according to the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah.
So you're saying that according to the Chazon Ish, you have to take off more of the challah on Shabbos more than what the Mishnah Berurah says.
Right, right.
But again, the nicer tzuras habara during the week. So why did you, according to Chazon Ish, why did you pull off so much more? Just a little bit more. Different Mishnah Berurah. Changing the mic, you say we have to be different than Mice of Surah.
Because once you look at the Totsal, once you get the Okay, then that's the problem.
But during the week, you're missing the
Mice. You're focusing on the Mice.
Yeah, but that's
no, wait a minute. See, the issue is that you have a Tyropus or not. That's a starting point.
Right.
By the fly, you have
a.
You don't have a Tyropus, so you can take.
Right. By the Chala and the thing, he would all there is a Tyropus. So since there's a Tyropus over here, so to take off a little more, the Chazon Ish would view that that's always the you wouldn't be medak even during the week, you wouldn't be medak take to just take off, you would do it, yank it off even with part of the eichel.
Exactly, during the week you'll yank it off
together with the eichel.
So Shabbos a little more than the yank off, but you don't have to pull off a big stick with the
field. No, because that's the same thing. You were, if you look at the thing, it's been mitzukan, then you did the maaseh of tikkun of the bread. That's what you did, and therefore you were over bora. Don't want to be over bora. Okay, so I have a head to feel. Stick the whole bread in your mouth and pull out the thing. I have another head to feel. Cut the bread completely in half, so that you remove the whole tarot.
But you can't be
mitakin. You can't do an act of tikkun. We're saying you can do an act of tikkun because you didn't do an act of bora.
Right, right.
So exactly. You got to cut the label in two parts, around the label into two parts, right? Leaving
it comes out to be that. You're pointing out the interesting, unusual seal of something.
Yeah, because
it comes out of theoretical understanding. That's what
I understand is you said you have to look at what is the Sura Mises Borer during the week. And just add on to
that's
it.
That's right. Is it tikkun or is it the exact removal of tzolos? If you hold that it's the maaser removal of tzolos, that's what we're focusing on, then you're going to end up like the Mishnah Berurah. If you hold that the tikkun is, did you refine the bread or not? Then you're going to end up like the Chazon Ish. That's exactly what he's saying.
But the mice are not the bread that you pull.
Oh, so then you know, that it comes out funny,
right?
That you have to measure in millimeters.
You're saying it's semantics. You're saying this is the way you cut. You don't have to add on any more, the way I understand it, any more challah to the label according to the Chazon Ish and according to Mishnah Berurah.
Of course you do.
No, because the tikkun mice and bread, the tzuras, mice and barer, during the week, if you're pulling off the label, there's only a little stick in there. So you have to add a little bit more. That's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah.
No. Because Chazon Ish says if you're going to add a little more, just to be to make this mutter on Shabbos, he says that's not going to be mutter. That's still because what your point is, you want to be masakin your challah, not to have any sticker on it, not to have to get a piece with that sticker on it. So you want to pull it up before you bring it to the table. Let's say that's not mutter. You want to because you want to be masakin your challah, and you're taking off a little bit, even a little bit more than you're doing during the week. That's not going to be mutter. What you'll have to do is that. You'll have to remove a chunk that will be considered that you're removing the entire ta'aruvus from the challah. That's what's going to be mutter. But to remove a little bit more will not be mutter.
You have to add it in order to make it clear. So that, see if you doubt the first thing that you put on the makara. So you're allowed to pour the wine off right from the shmar because we don't say just because it's all in the same vat, it's a ta'aruvus. That all the top part is not a ta'aruvus. That's what the contribution is building on. I can cut the challah in half because that whole piece of challah that's 20 centimeters away from the label is not in the ta'aruvus. It's not just because it's one bread, it's all the ta'aruvus.
Where does the ta'aruvus start?
That's a question. It's
a robot.
The Gemara about Shemarim, the Nitzotos, whatever it is that they say.
But certainly, around the area of the sticker is taruvus, right? Where it's stuffed is taruvus. So to remove that taruvus just with a little bit more, the Chazon Ish is not mutter. You can't remove that with a little more.
Right, if the tzuras maaser bara is, I'm pulling off the label, and there's only a little bit of
challah attached to it. So challah attached to it, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah looks at it, is that borer is where you take and you dope psoilus with it. So there's like we saw from the Tzitzit Shulchan, there's some amount that's going to be balti to the psoilus and you have to come on to other terim. But the Chazon Ish says no, that whenever you're taking psoilus away, some eichel comes with it. So whenever you're doing a maaseh taking away psoilus, even with eichel, that's still called borer, until you get to the point where you're mamish cutting in half cutting in half is a hazer. So, or not half, but it's like you're making two pieces, but it's no longer my subbayer there. So when it feels funny, I don't think it's talking about, if you're looking at the end result, I think you're looking at the mindset. The mindset of bayer, according to the chazan, is anytime you take away pshalos together with eicho, it's only mutter once you see you're splitting something into two pieces, not taking away.
But the conceptualization then is it keep or is it not? So you look at what's left. If you look at what's left, he's saying, that look at you're focusing on what you can. Focus on what you can, you're going to end up like the Mishabur. That's exactly right. Focus on what's left, and you're going to end up with the Chazanish.
No, I don't think you're going to call it the Chazanish. Whenever you're taking Psoilus, even if it's Eichel together with it, because your act is really a fundamental, taking and removing the Psoilus. And we usually, when you do bar, you take eicho with the psoilus because you're not makbid. So we said, whenever you're involved in that act, so it's going to be bar until you get to the point where your mom is making two pieces. As opposed to the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says no. The derech of bar is to take away psoilus with a miut of eicho. Wherever you get to more than just that miut bottle part of eicho, it's okay. I think that's the point.
And when you're saying that when you take out the miut of eicho, you still have two pieces.
Because
said that's not two pieces.
Right. Because it's just eladako. That's where I don't. Eladako le nakos is a kos. He says, what's your das? Le nakos is a kos. The kos mirazvul. You wanted to clean the cup from the zvul. Ubima nigra melachos ubima shalacha tazer arsh. He said, what have you lost from this melacha? Which is, I'm looking at cleaning the cup. That's what it is. Cleaning the wine. Did I clean the wine? Yes. No. If I clean the wine, yes, could there be that? If I put the wine in my mouth, okay, I don't want to get into heterim, but did I clean the wine or not? According to the Shibur, it's did I remove the fly, and according to the Chazanish, did I clean the cup? That's what you're trying to say.
So when you took off the lid with a minimum of challah, did you clean the remaining challah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's usher, according to the
Chazanish. That's why it's usher. That's why it's usher.
But I have a heck of a room to the whole
tarot. Right. Meaning, what do you mean? I took some eichel with it. He says, taking some eichel with it is not going to matter you to me masak in your eichel. Oh, but you could, if you want to say, there is a point where this only, with the tarovis is only on this part of the chala, not the other end of the chala. So if you want to move the entire tarovis, that is going to be mutter. So that'll be the head to
kodesh. You could also put in your mouth, because you can clean the bread also by putting in your mouth and pulling the thing out. So there are containers here and there where you're not over the issue of boner.
That's
the
problem.
I said that.
You can say the tarot by the stick on the chal is only part of the chal.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's entirely tarot. That's what the Chazanish says. By the fly in the soup, I got a shawl and a liquid, and therefore I don't have a tarobus. I'm just taking it.
Right. Out. So too the fly in the drink would be similar to, let's say, the let's say you have a brown spot, a rotten spot on a fruit, on an apple, right? Yeah. So on the other end of the fruit, there's no tarobus over there, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm confused about the definition of tarubis. I thought before he was saying the fly in the soup, the solid and liquid, I can say. So,
what he's saying is like this. He's splitting into two. He's saying first you have to determine where is the point of tarubis. So by the fly in the soup, there's only a point of the tarubis where the fly and this is surrounded by the soup. So we're saying same thing by the label. The label on the challah is only where the label is attached to the challah, right in that vicinity, that's where there's a tarubis. And the rest of the challah, there's no tarubis.
In fact, what, Rabbi, I just have to grab a little bit of clump of challah.
Again, it would have to
be
a clump of challah, yes, is mutter. The question, how big is your clump? In other words, that's true. If as long as you're removing the whole tarubis, there'll be mutter. So it is semantical, because according to Mishnah Berurah, you can't remove just that tiny amount of rotten part of the apple. You have to take a little bit with it, and it can't be minuscule. And according to the Chazanish, you can't take a little bit, you have to take a little bit more.
But I don't have to come on, just cut it in half. And then
right. Right. You don't have to go to the extent of it. That's right.
I'm saying it's the mitzvah that comes out to be semantical. What we're trying to argue is that, at least what the Rabbi observed, is that in the conceptualization, it has underlying acronyms.
Yeah, in principle, it's Mizrach and Myra. I think also will come out in the opposite case, it comes out really the big naf community.
Kona Chafish Gav said, I've now divided this ochel into two parts. That's what you're saying.
No, or remove the entire taruvus. You could do that also. You could remove the entire taruvus.
One part is
dividing it into two parts.
Yeah, one part is taruvus.
Or is less than two parts.
Yeah, should we go further with the Chazanish? This is all a case of taking the pseilas out of Eichel. So he said, if you're pseilas, a little pseilas, taken out of the Eichel, according to the Mishabura, you can remove some of the Eichel. According to the Chazanish, you would have to remove either the entire pseilas, or in a case where the Taitaruvis, or in a case where it's not just Mu'uriv in one area, right? For example, if you have, let's say, you have the salad with many pieces of olives, right? According to the Chazanish, you can't just keep taking out, I'll take out this taruvis, there is all mu'uriv together. So you really won't have a heter over there. Unless you try to, let's say, split the whole salad in half, then okay, at least this half of the salad only has two olives left, the other has 10 olives, I'll stick with this one at least. That'll be that case. Now what about a case the other way around? You have a case, which is also could be Yeah, I mean, Lamaisa, you could be dealing with it with a Shalat Deiraisa, right? You're dealing with it to remove the Pseila, so it's only a little Eich, which going to the Chazanish, you'll be sure it's Machloikis in... Yeah. I mean, the Mishaburu goes, Shulchan Aruch Rav, in one place he says, like the Taz, and then in the Siddur, he seems like he was Chayzer, he says, well, like the Chazanish. So really, it's a Machloikis. No. He's just saying, even according to that shita. Yeah. So, but again, he's the shaila of the Sanhedrin.
The Rambam
says,
right?
What?
The Rambam says, we used to put the spoon under the fly and then pull the cup out from underneath, and so therefore you were eichel mita
pseilas. Yeah. That itself is a shaila. What's considered? Where's the eichel? Where's the pseilas? What remains in your hand? Yeah. Okay, so the other case is like this. What happens if you have a bowl of soup, you have a pot of soup, rather, and you have soup with vegetables, and you only want the soup? So you're allowed to pour out the soup, just to have the soup and not the vegetables. Now, to remove the vegetables, if you didn't want them, would be asur pseilim tegeichel. To take it with some soup, according to the Mishnah, be mutter. So to remove only the soup, is that going to be mutter? So if it's la'alter, if it's for immediate use, certainly going to be mutter. What if it's not for immediate use? What if it's for later? Or what if you want to hold the lid together with the end of the pot to pour out the soup to hold back the vegetables? Will that be mutter or not? No, same thing. They're both kalim.
It's like the ice carafe, right?
The what?
Ice carafe. Ice, you have ice in a pitcher, the three prongs.
Oh, yeah.
The ice is coming out and you're pouring out the liquid.
Yeah, so that's a little bit different. Because they're really, the ice is considered one as together with the drink, because I wouldn't mind if it comes in my cup as well. So it's not really like the real, more like the yayin with the kismen dakin. That would be okay to do with even the mishameres. So it's mutter to remove just the soup without the eichel, right? So here we have in Sif Yudalid, which is the first maramokum over here. Mutter la'aretz benachas mikli lachaverim. You're allowed to pour from one keli. This is talking about the case in the Gemara, it's a barrel of wine or a barrel of beer. you're allowed to pour out of the barrel, the wine or the beer should come out. As long as she is there, you have to be careful. When the flow begins to stop, and only drips are coming out, and when the last drips of wine are coming out from the dregs that are left over, those sediments that are left at the end, you have to stop, you have to leave those drips of wine together with the shmarim. If you don't do that, then you see those last drips, it's clear that it's an act of Baira. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Nun Dalid, or Nun Gimel we'll start with, Nitzaitzaitz, Ratzalaimer. The Tipais Kitanais, the small drips, Amatavtafais Kishinesa Kiloah. The flow stopped, now it's just a little bit dripping out. That at that point it's aser. Why? It's because it's muchi shu bayra salaimar. The mucha shu bayra mitechap say lesha b'shule akli. That's already clear that you are separating the wine or the beer from the pseilas at the bottom of the keli, and that's why it's aser. Avo tchila shviyason, huh? With the case of the destroyers, they take the destroyers all day. So there you're removing pseilas. Here I'm removing really the oichel, right? Avo tchila shviyason, but the beginning of the pouring, kishadayin en apseilas, nikur, lav, boirer, hu. When I'm talking about in the beginning, that's not Bayru. Okay? It's not said that love Bayru. Now, the Mishmur in the next...
That's a lot from the seed, from the sediments, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, we'll explain according to the Chazanish, we'll explain according to the Das Teira, and then we'll see what the Mishmur, how the Mishmur held. I think it's not clear how the Mishmur held.
Okay, but who had been, if it would be the other way around, if taking the coleslaw and digging the grass? Same case, right?
No. You have a barrel of wine, and at the bottom of the barrel are sediments. Okay, and the mitzias is like this: you can pour the barrel, and all you're pouring is just wine out. Okay, when you get to the end, then already you have at the top of the barrel you have sediments together with liquid, with wine, and that would be considered boirer, the oichel from the pseilus. As the Mishmur explains, you're talking about a case where you want it for later, you want a la'achar zman. And therefore there's a question, are you allowed to be boirer this oichel, la'achar zman? She says at the end of the barrel, when you're getting to the, that's already at a point where it's ma'uriv, that would be awesome.
The drips. I'm pouring it so slowly to keep the sediment back, and just let I'm trying to separate by controlling the flow.
Controlling the flow. Yeah. Another case, which the Chazanish mentions later, you have tea leaves, which is your tea essence, together with leaves. So the leaves are at the bottom. So you can pour from the top, but you can pour from the top and get out the tea essence. But if he says, let's say you would bang the kettle, you would bang the pot, and now all the tea leaves come mixed together with the essence, with the liquid, then it will be awesome to pour. You'd have to wait till it settles down again. So says the Chazanish. Why? Because the Chazanish understands, which seems like a very logical, straightforward way of understanding this sieve, is that if it's a 10-inch barrel of wine, right? So the first 7-8 inches are just liquid. Therefore, pouring that out is not even pouring from a taruvus. Exactly as the Chazanish explained before with the fly in the soup, this is the opposite case. The fly is on the top, so it's only muriv over there. The rest is not muriv. Here, the sediments are on the bottom, so the top is not muriv. Since it's not muriv, says the Chazanish, it's mutter to pour out, even la'achazman, even through a keli. It's not muriv. You're not pouring from a taruvus. The only point of a taruvus is when you get to the end, where now the liquid is actually being separated from the shmarim, from the sediments. That's where there's a taruvus. So says the Chazanish, and this is what the place where we stop the Chazanish. He goes to explain this sif, that to show that you see that's not muriv. The Das Teira seems to learn out like that. The Marsham. The Marsham has a different head. Because Marsham asks, who cares it's not nikkur? As the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not nikkur, which is really a lashon of the Magen Avraham. Because the the sediments are not nicker. You can't see them. It's not noticeable that it's being removed. Therefore, it's mutter to do bayrer. Whoever gave a heter bayrer when it's not noticeable that you're doing bayrer. So the Das Teva learns like this, that when you remove only some of the eichel, and you keep some of the eichel back together with the taruvus, that's not bayrer. Bayer is that you separated Eichel on one side and Pselus on the other side. But if you removed only some Eichel, but you left Eichel and Pselus back in this, still in this Taruvis, that's not considered Bayer. Which means according to that, you really would be able to, let's say in the case of the soup, you really would be able to pour out soup from the vegetables, even with the help of the lid, and even though the vegetables are really at the top where you're being separating the soup, would also be mutter. Why? Because you're only removing part of it, and then you're leaving some of it back. So what you're left with is still a taruvus of soup and vegetables. You only remove part of the eichel. Question is, how did the Mishnah Berurah understand? From this Mishnah, it just says it's Einap Selas Nikola Vairahu, maybe means like the Chazanish. Okay, so someone will learn it like the Chazanish. Since it's not noticeable, he means to say that it's no Taruvas at that point. So the question is like this. The Ramah says, again, the first Maramachim, look at the Ramah says, Mutu Lahagbiya Hachavas Eleza Dover. He says, if when you want to pour out this barrel of wine, you're allowed to pour it on the first page. The first page, first Maramachim, by the italics, but the Ramah says, Mutu Lahagbiya Hachavas Eleza Dover. You're allowed to lift up the barrel on something, Kadeshi Kalecha Mimenu Ayayin Hetiv, in order that the wine should come out in a better fashion. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Nunvav, what's the chiddush where you're propping it up on top of something that the wine will flow out? The chiddush is V'afal Pisha Idei Zeh Yoreid Yayin Gam Miteich Hashmorim. Even though by lifting it up now the wine is even coming out from the point of the sediments, Einoi Choshev Kibayrer Kols Man Shein Ani Tzaytzeis Maskin Leir Min Hashmorim. Commission is bar. It's not considered bayrer unless the drips come out from the shmarim themselves. So what's the chilek? How is he describing chilek over here? So from this Mishnah Berurah, this is what Rabbi Felder, Shmuel Felder from Lakewood, he wanted to say the Sifu Mishnah Berurah that he did not learn like the Chazanish. Why? Because when you prop up the barrel, he says that really the wine is not only coming out from the top, from those 7-8 inches on top, but it's even coming out from the bottom, from the shmarim, Miteich HaShmarim, the way that it's positioned, and the tilt of the barrel, it's even coming out from the bottom of the barrel, from where the shmarim are. And it's still going to be mutter. Why? Because you're still going to stop at the point where the drips are coming out. In other words, it's only going to be also when you're getting the last drips out of the shmarim. So then what you're left with is only shmarim. Or we could add, even though there's a drop of wine, that wine is bottled to the shmarim, like we mentioned before. A drop of eichel together with pselus is bottled to the pselus. So even though wine is coming out from the shmarim, it's still be mutter, which would indicate that the Mishnah Berurah holds like baseline like this Das Teira. As long as you're only removing part of the eichel, and there's still eichel and pselus still meuriv back, that's not going to be an act of bayrah, which would then be that mutter to remove this soup from the vegetables, as long as you're keeping some of it back. Okay, maybe that and that will be mutter. Look at what Ramesha says. There's a tshuva in Ramesha. It is on the third page. This is a very negayadika case. You have, let's say, you want to make tuna fish on Shabbos, and you want to take the oil or the water out of the tuna can. Well, you have a can of corn. Yeah, that let's say you cooked it before Shabbos, and you have the liquid still, or a can of vegetables, that you want to take the liquid out of the vegetables. Or the Shiloh was asked over here by Eider, you have a lot of liquid in the chalent. You want to remove the liquid from the chalent. Is it mutter to do that? Is it mutter to remove this liquid from the oil from the tuna? Is it mutter to remove the water from the chalent? All these cases, is it mutter to get rid of the mashke and keep the eichel? And that, Ramesha says here in the first tshuva about Beira, tshuva, he says, hine meichel im mashke, even though they're in the same min, afshu me'oisa ha-min, hu kibbeis minim. Ravider wanted to say, since it's all cooked together, it's all one min, maybe it shouldn't be a problem because we pass it like the Ramah, there's no Beira ben Menachot. So liquid and solid, the tuna with the oil or the water with the chalnut is is shnei minim. Avol poshut she'im me'niach ma'at me'hamorok. If you would leave some of the morok back, if you would leave some of the liquid back, ein ze beirin. Why? Me'acher da'adayin oichel u'mashke me'uravin. Because you still have oichel u'mashke mixed together. Ach me'ser es ribuy ha'morok. Ein ze beirin. You're just removing the excess from the liquid. That's not beirer because you're leaving some back. You're even allowed to put the lid over it. Leave a small opening. Not all of it. So what is his heter over here? What's your Moshe's heter? You're removing most of the liquid, but some of it is staying back.
It sounds like a Marsham.
So you certainly could learn it like the Marsham. You can learn like the Marsham, and if it's only part of it being removed, but you still have it together, Muriv, there's no problem of a Beir over there. That's how you could learn it. I would have learned it a different way. I would have learned it that really what Ramesh is saying is that if you want the... We gave this case, I think, last week. Let's say you want coleslaw, right? But you just don't want so much of the liquid of the coleslaw. So you're certainly allowed to take the coleslaw with some of the liquid, even though some of it drips away, because I'm not, to me, it's all eichel over here. There is no psilis. There's no psilis over here. There's just an excess amount of liquid that I'd want away. It means that the proportion of liquid to solid, that I want removed. But that's not psilis to me, because I really want both the eichel and the psilis, the eichel and the mashke together. I want to have the chulin together with some of the liquid. I just don't want so much liquid. So I remove some of that liquid. I would say that's not a removal of psilis, because really I'm going to eat that now. That's how you could have learned. Like he says, ach, Meisers ribay hamorak ein zebayra. I think that's one way of learning Ramesha. But the other way of learning Ramesha is indeed like the Das Teira, that since you remove only a part of it, you're left still with a taruvus of eichel em seiles, that's going to be mutter. Which would mean then really you could use a slotted spoon to remove, let's say, chalent, that's a liquidy chalent, because you still, only part of the liquid is falling out, but part of it is still coming with. And according to Ramesha, that's not a problem as long as you have the eichel and pseilas muruv together, like the Das Teira had said. The only difference would be that by holding the lid, which is a kli, which is not miyuchud, which is only a mini isidrabbanon, so for the isidrabbanon, you still can rely on the Das Teira, maybe the Mishabura learns like that, maybe Ramesha is saying like that, and not like the Chazon Ish. But when you're dealing with a slotted spoon, which it could be as viewed as a kli miyuchud for beirer, that already could be a shalad deiraisa. So then, it would be advisable to be machmer like the Chazon Ish. In that case, one shaila is, we'll end with this: why isn't the case of Ramesha, where you're removing part of the pseilas, why isn't that exactly like the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says you could take a whole pile of wheat and this. Many stones in the pile, and you could remove stone after stone after stone. As long as you don't completely remove all the stones, you're not chayiv. Says the Prima Gadim Derech Shulchan, you're not chayiv, but you're still a Tzasim Drabbanan. So, where in Moshe's case, you're removing part of the Pseiles, and if you learn like he's learned like the Das Teira, it's really you don't want it. You're removing part of it and leaving part of it back. Why is it not Tzasim Drabbanan like the Yerushalmi? So, that is
it.
Huh? No, so if you learn like me, that really is not psilis, you really want to eat all together, I'm just removing the excess, it's the proportion of liquid I don't want, you're right, that's not psilis. But if you learn like the Das Teira, it actually is psilis, which I think also the Yukim and Ramesha both ways. So then really it is psilis, but Ramesha is just saying, since I don't remove all of the psilis, I leave some back, So it's not a problem of removal of Eichem Pseilis, because they have to be like this Mishnah Berurah Shita, really, which we started with. The Mishnah Berurah holds Pseilis and Eichem Beir is only, the Tzuras Maaseh Beir is only remove Eichel here, Pseilis here. But if I take Pseilis with Eichel, it's not the Tzuras Maaseh Beir. Or if I take Pseilis, some of Pseilis, but I remain with the Eichem Pseilis, also not.
So you shall not have a problem anymore, because they learn like Deg Leg Tal, if I'm remembering correctly. I haven't seen it
before. The what?
Sometimes it's Babu Yushal. Exactly,
but I think the Big Leital says that according to the Bavli, it's
no,
even awesome with Deraisa.
No, but it's tikkun according the Isser is tikkun according to the Yishami. That's the Yishami you're quoting.
Yeah.
I have to see that the Talmud, but the Bavli is holding the number focused on the Maisa, right? So if you focused on the Maisa, then if you haven't done a Maisa Bar, you haven't done a Maisa Bar.
Because you live, you have still back the Eichelam Psylus.
Well, but what's your focus on? What's your mice to focus now? Right, you're saying that he says the Taz goes like
Okay, if you go like this, so Eichel Tal certainly seems like a Das Yochin in that. Most Achrayim hold that the Yerushalmi, or the also Mishmur himself quotes the Yerushalmi. Not here, but he quotes the Yerushalmi later in Simishin Mem. So one Mahalach maybe would be, this is based on something Rabbi Felder said, but just taking it a little further, like the Shavisa Shabbos we saw. The case of Yerushalmi is that you take stones out of a taruvus. Every stone that you take out of the taruvus is a Maisa Ber by itself. Because every stone I don't want, so I take that out. That is a Maisa Ber, but since you're not removing all of it, it's also only Midrabbanan. But when I take out an excess amount of liquid, really if I wanted the liquid, there will be no issue in taking out. I mean, if you learn sort of Ramesha, like I want to learn Ramesha, that you're just taking out most of the oil from the tuna, but you really want some of it to remain with it. So it's not really a Pseilas or Meichel, it's really just removing an excess amount. So that Maisa Beirer, that Ramesha, rather removing the liquid from the solid, or the liquid from the tuvis, is not really a Maisa Beirer. It's only if I'm really want to remove all of it and leaving some back. That so really, what's visible to any observer here, you can't tell that it's Bayer. So therefore, in that case, maybe the Rabbanu were not Geyser. The Shvisa Shabbos had said this far. When it's not Nikr that I'm doing Bayer, so there the Rabbanu would have a Geyser. When would the Rabbanu Geyser if I don't remove one stone, another stone, another stone? With that, each stone removed over there really is an active Bayer. It really does look like an active Bayer. So it's awesome the Rabbanu, even though I'm only removing some of the Pseilas. But with the removal of the Pseilas, it could be viewed really not even as an active Bayer, because it's just removal of some of the liquid, which could really be looked at as a removal of excess Eichel. Maybe in that case, the Rabbanu weren't Geyser, and that's why it was mutter.